2. I will follow the golden rule. People matter. Following the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, is a wonderful character builder. It prompts you to focus on other people. It leads you to be empathetic. It encourages you to take the high road. And if you stick to it, especially when it's difficult, you can't help but become the kind of person others want to be around. After all, in the end, in all of our relationships, we are either pluses or minuses in the lives of others. The golden rule helps us to remain a plus. 3. I will teach only what I believe. Passion matters. When I was first starting out in my career, there were a few things I taught that I didn't buy into 100%. I'm not talking about things that are clearly right or wrong. I'm talking about subjective things that are a matter of opinion. But as soon as I spoke about them, I regretted it. Do you know what they call a speaker who teaches what he doesn't believe? A hypocrite. So, early on, I vowed to teach only what I believe. And that has benefited me not only in the area of integrity, but also in the area of passion. Borrowed beliefs have no passion, therefore no power. Some of the things I was passionate about 30 years ago, I'm still just as passionate about today. Individuals who lack principles and passion become bland, colorless people. I don't ever want to become one of those. I bet you don't want to either. 4. I will value humility above all virtues. Perspective matters. I think anyone who is honest with himself realizes that he falls short of where he could and should be in life. Contrary to what Tom Hanks says as Forrest Gump, life is not a box of chocolates. It's more like a jar of jalapenos. What we do today might burn our butts tomorrow. We don't intend to make mistakes and to fall short, but we do. We're all just one step away from stupid. So how do we keep from taking that big step? Remember the big picture. I think the first thing to do is remind ourselves of the big picture. It's said that President John F. Kennedy kept a small plaque in the White House with the inscription, "O God, thy sea is so great and my boat is so small." If the person known as the leader of the free world can keep perspective of his true place in the world, so should we. Recognize that everyone has weaknesses. Rick Warren gives good advice about how to remain humble. He suggests admitting our weaknesses, being patient with others' weaknesses, and being open to correction. Of those three things, I have to admit that I do only one of them fairly well. I don't find it difficult to admit my weaknesses, maybe because I have so many. I have a much harder time being patient with others. I am constantly having to remind myself to extend grace to others. And in order to be more open to correction, I never assume that I will not mess up. I develop relationships with good people who will speak the truth to me, and I set up accountability systems in my life. Be teachable. I love being around people who have a beginner's mindset. They think of themselves as apprentices instead of experts, and as a result, have a humble, teachable posture. They try to see things from others' perspective. They are open to new ideas. They possess a thirst for knowledge. They ask questions and know how to listen. And they gather as much information as possible before making decisions. I admire such people and try to be like them. Be willing to serve others. Few things are better for cultivating character and developing humility than serving others. Putting others first right-sizes our egos and perspective. How does a person who is used to winning remind himself that it's not all about him? By serving others. For me, service starts with Margaret and the rest of my family. Also, beginning in 1997, I've selected a handful of individuals every year whom I can try to serve without receiving anything in return. And I also look for ways to serve my team, since they work so hard to serve me and our vision every day.